Well, good morning, everyone. I'm sure I appreciate y'all being here this morning. This is going to be a call about leaders and probably something that you wasn't expecting. I sent out an email that said something about how to sponsor big hitters, and in actuality, I am going to tell you that, but let's start this call by asking a question. I want you to think about it real quick. You know, why is it that most people in network marketing and in EcoQuest don't do very well? And yet, you know, there's a select few that have this absolutely outrageous success. Now think about that for a second. You know, it's a well-known fact that over 90% of the MLMers make less than they spend in trying to build their business. But then there are those, you know, those big testimonies that that we've got of the women and men who make not hundreds and not thousands, not tens of thousands, but hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars. So, you know, what's so special about those people, and how do they do it? Well, let me make a point this morning by using a typical EcoQuester. We'll use him as an example. Let's say that he's been in the business for 2 years, and he enrolled some people during that time, but most of them quit. Sometimes he wonders why he hasn't quit himself. You know, he loves the idea of EcoQuest, and he's passionate about the concept, and deep down in his heart, he still believes it works. And though it may, you know, maybe at times he's had major doubts, truth be told, he's probably actually quit EcoQuest 4 or 5 times, you know, not officially, but in his mind. And there's been times that his spirit was broken, and he may have quit working EcoQuest for, you know, some periods of time. But he always came back for more, and sometimes even wondered, you know, maybe he was a glutton for punishment. He had most of his success during his first month in the business, and he was excited then. And after hearing about the success of the top sales managers, he was really inspired, and he really hit the streets running. And chances are, his personal sponsor, he probably hadn't made much money yet either. And if he was to ask his sponsor how much money he was making, he'd probably get a reply like, "Well, I'm still relatively new in the business, and I haven't had time to make much money yet, but my upline's making tons of money." Well, anyway, this typical EcoQuester, like I said, he probably did pretty good his first month. He sold some product, and he sponsored some other dealers, and, you know, that they said that they wanted to make some money. And maybe the second month was a little slower, and none of his recruits had sponsored anyone, and he himself only sponsored one extra person. And then the third month rolls around, and he probably didn't sponsor anyone new, and some of his original recruits dropped out. And then the fourth month, that was even worse. So what does he do? He calls his sponsor, and he says, "Help, I'm not sponsoring anyone new, and even my old people are dropping out. What do I do?" Well, his sponsor probably told him to just follow our organization's duplicatable system. The key to MLM is duplication, and the reason the heavy hitters are making the big bucks is because they get everyone to duplicate their system. Now, chances are, our typical EcoQuester is going to say something like, "Well, I'm doing the duplicatable system, and I'm telling everybody about it, but no one's doing it." Now, his sponsor probably, he probably don't know how to respond to that, mostly because he's not doing much better. In fact, our typical EcoQuester could be the only guy left in his downline that's, you know, even still seems interested. So he's going to reply with something like, "Well, I got to go, but why don't you call my sponsor and talk to him?" See, that's what's great about EcoQuest. You got several layers of support, you know, above you. So then what happens? Well, our typical EcoQuester, he calls his sponsor, and tells him that he needs help. And he tells him that all his people are dropping out and that he's not signing up any new people, even though he's been following this, you know, the duplicatable system. And I'm telling my people to do the same thing, but they just simply aren't doing it. And my sponsor, he said the lifeblood in the is the new blood, you know, just to keep throwing spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks. Well, I've thrown a lot of people against the wall, and I think they're getting splattered because they won't return my calls anymore. You see, our typical equestrian, he's losing confidence, but he's still got hope. He goes to the Success Institute, and he talks to one of the speakers who just happens to be way up in his upline. Now, chances are this leader was, you know, busy with people that was mobbing her or him with questions, and our typical equestrian, he was patient, and he waited till most people had left, and then he said something like, "I hate to bother you, but my business isn't doing very well at all, and yours obviously is, so what's your secret? What are you doing that I'm not?" Now, the speaker will probably answer with something like, "Well, who's the leader of your group?" "Well, I guess my sponsor, but he's not really making a lot yet either, and neither is his sponsor, and even though you're way up, you know, above us in the upline, I guess you're kind of the leader of our group." Now, this is whenever the speaker or that leader is going to respond with, "You won't be successful until you're the leader." Now, some of you on the call this morning are thinking, "But I can't be a leader until I'm making big money." Well, that's wrong. You won't make big money until you become the leader. And no, it's not a positive thinking thing. It's about behavior. See, leadership training is available there, folks. And, you know, it's just up to you to get it. Look, you know, we all know that the key to wealth is leverage. You know, whether you're in real estate or the stock market or traditional business, you can only become truly wealthy if you use leverage. In real estate, you leverage the purchase with a mortgage. And with stocks, you leverage with margins. And with traditional business, you leverage with employees. In EagleQuest, we leverage other people's entrepreneurship. You know, customers, they're great, and small producing dealers are just wonderful. But you'll never build a huge downline or a bonus check until you sponsor some leaders, people who do massive sponsoring. So the big question is then, of course, how do you sponsor leaders? Now, if I was to open up the line right now, I'd get questions or answers to that question like, buying genealogy list of defunct companies. Well, no, that's not it. You know, I even tried that for a while, but those people are upset, disgruntled with MLM, and you end up trying to convince them, and you know, we know that that's just not the way to work this business. You don't go around convincing anybody. The MLM leaders, they wouldn't join you anyway, and I'll tell you why here in a few minutes. Another answer might be calling leaders from other companies and offering them a better deal. Well, no, that's not it, because switching companies is too expensive. See, leaders know that they'll lose 80% of their downline if they try to switch. How about making friends with leaders in other companies and just stay in contact with them until their company goes out of business or they become unhappy with it or something happens, and then you cash in on that relationship by inviting them to join you? Well, that's not likely, because leaders are busy and already have plenty of friends, and you know, why would they want to establish a friendship with you when there's no financial benefit for them up front? Another answer might be, you know, to how a sponsor leader might be, approach people who are successful in another profession and invite them to join you in EcoQuest. Well, that's a nice thought, but it ain't either. That's not it. Most successful people in other professions, well, they're pretty comfortable. They aren't hungry anymore. And besides, they know how hard it is to achieve huge success in anything. And usually don't want to start over from scratch with something new. Okay, here's what you need to understand about leaders. Leaders can be people who have either succeeded in MLM or not. The defining characteristic of a leader is that they are self-motivated and self-disciplined. They got this big goal, and they won't let anything or anyone. They're determined to go to the top. And the problem is that leaders don't want to be sponsored by losers. So basically, the typical EcoQuester, he doesn't stand a chance of sponsoring a leader unless he himself becomes a leader. And you don't have to be making tens of thousands of dollars before you could be a leader. You just have to be self-motivated and self-disciplined, and you have to have a big goal, and you won't let anyone or anything stop you, and you've got to be determined to go to the top. So, you know, no one starts out making a big check. I mean, I started the same income as you all did, zero. But I was a leader from day one. Now, let me tell you why. Just after I joined EcoQuest, I sat Jennifer down and I told her that I wanted to do this, but it would be all or nothing. I mean, it would take time away from us and the children and taking care of the house and free time on weekends. It would be a significant sacrifice, you know, not just for me personally, but for our family. However, it would be a short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain. You know, for a year or two, we wouldn't see much of each other. But after a year or two, you know, then we have more free time and more money than ever. So together we made this, you know, decision to move forward. So when I joined, I didn't decide to become a dealer for EcoQuest. I decided to become a master manager. See, that was step one for me. And so my first action was to call everybody I knew and tell them, this is what I told them. I said, my life is taking a dramatic turn next week. It's one of the most important things that ever happened to me. It's too profound to tell you over the phone, so we need to meet in person. And I'm inviting all my friends and family over to our home next Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And this is so important that you just got to be there. Now, I really need your support. And after next Thursday, you're probably not going to hear from me again for about 12 months. In fact, this is so radically important to me that if you don't come, it'll make me question our friendship. You know, of course, people, they'd ask me on the phone, you know, what's this all about? And I'd tell them that I didn't have time to explain it to every single person on the phone. So I needed to bring all my closest friends and family, you know, for one last time before this dramatic change in my life. And most people, they showed up because, you know, they were curious about what in the world was going on. And most of them were a bit scared, as a matter of fact. I told them, thanks for coming. The fact that you're here tells me that you're truly my friends and that you care about Jennifer and I. And first, I want you to know that neither one of us are sick and are going to die. Quite the opposite, as a matter of fact. And, you know, we've decided that we're sick of the status quo. We want to make more out of life, and you know, we want more. We want to fulfill our childhood dreams, and to do that, we're going to need a lot of money. I mean, a truckload of money. Not only that, but we'll need a lot of time to enjoy that money. So we don't want to work those 60-hour weeks anymore. We don't want to work those 60-hour weeks for the rest of our lives, or even a 40-hour week, or even a 20-hour week. So I started a new business, and it'll take a tremendous amount of work for the first year. And for 1 year, I'll be working those 60-hour weeks, but then it's a short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain, because at the end of that time, I'm going to have this passive residual income. And we can't do it alone, so we decided that we wanted to share our good fortune with anyone if we wanted to share it with anyone, we wanted to share it with you. You know, those people that we love the most, and that's you that's gathered here today. Now, I need to tell you that I'm absolutely and positively and radically committed to achieving this wild success. Now, this is not going to be a small business venture, and it's not going to be a supplemental income. I'm not becoming a millionaire. I am becoming a multimillionaire. And it's going to take a huge commitment over the next year. And I'll be sacrificing family time and social activities and, you know, most everything for 12 months. And that means if you choose not to go into business with me, you won't hear from me for the next year or so. Now, don't call me because I'm not going to be available. It's not because I don't love you or care about you or want to spend time with you. In fact, after this year's up, I'll call you and we'll have all kinds of free time to reestablish our friendship. Well, at least I'll have all kinds of time. On the other hand, if you go into business with me, we'll be talking nearly every day because we'll be doing this together, and we'll get closer. And because I care for you, I'll do absolutely everything in my power to make sure that you succeed beyond your wildest dreams. Here's the deal. 1 year from now, you'll either see me at the top of the mountain waving this flag of victory or at the bottom dead, but nowhere in between. Guys, that is how you lead before you ever make your first dime. See, you know, most people, they're looking for leaders. They've given up on their dreams, and they just let them dissolve in the back of their consciousness. But they're hungry and even starving for someone to inspire them and to ignite the passion of their dreams again. They're looking for a leader to tell them that mediocrity isn't just bland, it's just downright irresponsible, and it neglects their God-given gifts. A leader is someone who inspires others. You know, hope always comes before belief, and vision always, well, that becomes before materialization. Leadership always comes before a commission check. When you tap into people's passions, they're going to follow you. But you can't fake it because people, they can tell the difference between the real leader and an actor. And you know, when I told my friends and family those things, I meant it. To me, it was a commitment as strong as my wedding vows. And because my belief and my commitment was so real and so strong, people could sense it. And people are uncertain, you know, about most things in their lives. And they're always searching for certainty. A leader provides certainty by demonstrating their unwavering faith. And let me tell you something. Faith, well, it's contagious. Guys, to succeed in EcoQuest, you need leaders. And like attracts like. To attract leaders, you got to be a leader. And once you become a leader, meaning that you make a radical, a no-turning-back commitment to your business, and you follow it through with your speech and your attitude and most importantly, your behavior, then and only then will you be a magnet for leaders. And I'll tell you something, once you start sponsoring leaders, your check's going to explode. See, it's an issue of commitment. Leaders must be 100% radically committed to a cause before they can expect their followers to be. If you aren't, then that's exactly what you have to work on. You know, not leads and not presentations and not product knowledge, but your own no-holds-barred commitment. And, you know, until you can honestly talk to your prospects like I just did. Now, think about this, folks. I would doubt that some of you might be guilty of this. In your ads and in your presentations, you've been telling people how easy the business is, that it doesn't take much time or money or effort, and that you'd even do most of the work for them. Well, let me tell you something. You get what you ask for. If you've been so desperate to sign up people that you've been promising them the world because you think that's what you had to do to get them to join, you've been getting what you've asked for. You know, people that don't spend any time or money on the business and expect you to build the business for them. That means it's your fault your downline isn't working. You know, they're simply doing what you told them to do. Now, a few of you might be thinking, but if I don't make them those promises, then no one would join. Well, that's just absolutely not true. See, a leader tells people it will take sacrifice of time and money, big sacrifice, and people will still sign up with you, and they will work. Remember this. Leaders are people who are self-motivated and self-disciplined, and by talking to prospects with passion and true commitment, you'll get leaders. You just might need, you know, more confidence, but it begins with you. See, chances are some of you have been offering people the world because of a lack of confidence in this business. Well, I guarantee you, people intuitively pick up on this lack of confidence, and that makes them doubt. If you'll boldly and truthfully and confidently tell your prospects how much work it will be, people will pick up on your confidence, and that makes them feel confident. You know, no matter what you promise people, they are not going to join unless they believe. And if you make it sound too good to be true, they won't believe. You know, people will believe when they believe you believe. So how do you raise your belief level? Well, you know, how do you get that much confidence that this business will actually work? Well, first you got to understand that you are the business. You know, the question isn't if it will work, but whether you will work. You know, it's not a question of believing in it, but believing in yourself. You know, the only answer to the question, will it work, is another question, will you work hard and consistently, you know, with total, radical, and never-ending commitment until you succeed? See, that's the real question. You know, until you can answer yes to that question, you won't attract anyone, especially leaders. It's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's not really about belief. It's about commitment. Commitment today, it's like a four-letter word in our culture these days, and you know, that explains why most people don't succeed. Folks, I'm telling you the real truth about how to sponsor heavy hitters. I mean, it can be summarized with a like this. If you build yourself, they will come. Now, I'm sure what I've talked about here this morning is not what some of you expected. Some of you thought I was going to talk about a technique or a lead source or a strategy on how to sponsor heavy hitters. Most people think they already know all this personal development stuff, and they're not looking for that. You know, they're looking for something they call practical. You know, just show me how to do it. And you know, marketers, they know this is what the masses are looking for, so they give it to them, you know, even though it doesn't work all that well. It's not the difference that makes the difference, but marketers, they'll give you what you want because that's the way you'll give up your money, you know, even though it might not be helpful. Let's face it, changing yourself is a lot more difficult than changing your lead source. Now it's time for some myth busting, if you will. One of the most common approaches used to sponsor heavy hitters is what they call bounce backs. That means whenever you receive a direct mail piece or an email or a phone call or see an ad for an MLM business, you send them something about our business. And this approach, it's been around for years, and it's got some merit. I mean, you know, after all, these people are spending money on their business, so there's a good chance that some of them are leaders. But the bounce back technique is usually practiced, poorly. It was never meant to be a one-step approach. See, these people are currently promoting their business opportunities, so the timing to approach them is not yet right. This is a Chinese torture technique that's got to be done repeatedly over time. This means, you know, what you do is you promote yourself to them every 3 months or so for years, maybe, until the timing's right. Maybe they have a falling out with their company or it goes out of business or whatever. It's a very long-term approach. And also you need to know that on a bounce back, email Chinese water torture doesn't work very well. As a matter of fact, in most cases, it'll work against you, and in some cases, it's even breaking the law. The bounce back approach works best when you've made a personal one-on-one contact with a leader, and most importantly, you've built a relationship with them. And second best measure, I guess you could say, direct mail or print advertising can work by simply keeping your name and your picture in front of other leaders long enough that you become a name in the industry. But I'm telling you, that's going to take a year of consistent marketing. Now, unsolicited email does not make a name for yourself. Leaders, they don't pay any attention to that, and if they do remember your name, it'll be in a negative way. I mean, I receive emails every day from people who got my name off some list somewhere, and some of them, they don't do anything except send me this impersonal ad about an MLM company. And I have no idea what they could be thinking. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous to think that I could be recruited that way. I get so many of them, it's unreal. I just instantly delete them. And emailing some stupid carbon copy to a leader in this industry, that's lazy, and it's probably insulting. I mean, it also demonstrates to them that you're not a leader. in any sense of the word. And that's the, about the worst thing you could do. No, there's something else even worse. You could try to build a relationship with them by asking for their opinion on you know, various topics with no other intention than to sponsor them into the program. Man, leaders, they're busy people, and if they sense that you're wasting even 1 minute of their time, you'll turn them into an enemy. You know, they got plenty of money, but what they value more than anything else is time. If you steal that from them, you'll damage the relationship that you hope to establish. My schedule's so packed that I never finished my to-dos list. Never. So I have to prioritize and you know, make sure most things get done first. The priority things are always the ones that makes the direct result of making more money. I mean, it's pretty simple. You know, if you want to develop a relationship with a heavy hitter, talk to them on the phone, or even better, meet them in person. That's how you build a relationship. Email might be the first step, but I mean, it probably won't develop a relationship with a leader. Friendships, they must be real, it takes time and sincerity to build a genuine relationship, and money's usually not going to be the underlying motivator. In addition to all the blunders that people make in approaching MLM heavy hitters, why would a heavy hitter make hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions of dollars want to leave, you know, what he or she's doing to join with you? Well, here's a clue. They wouldn't. Leaders only know too well how much energy it takes to start a new business, and it's not an attractive proposition for them. You know, they've worked harder than you probably care to believe, you know, to get where they are. And to do that all over again, that's not something they want to do. Even though EcoQuest has some of the best sizzling products in the marketplace today and a fair compensation plan and an outstanding management team, you need to know that leaders, they've been around the block a few times, and they're not enticed by the hype like, you know, maybe some of your other prospects are. The only chance you have in sponsoring the heavy hitters to catch them when the time is right, and that means, you know, they're having some major problems with their company, or they must have already established if you've established a close relationship, you got a better chance. You know, when the time's right, I mean, you're already there. But chances are they still won't join with you. Now, even though you might have a good friendship going with them, a proven leader, and they built a, you know, if they built a large downline and made millions of dollars for themselves, that's kind of a rare person. They, you know, but that means they bring a lot of value to the table, and they know it. They're going to have other offers and business deals to entice them to join with other companies. And some of these deals, they'll come from other major industry leaders who have a lot of resources to offer them. And some deals will come from MLM companies themselves. Some of these deals, they include having a ready-made downline placed under them, or monthly stipends as they're building their organization, or marketing budgets, you know, things like that. What will you offer to compete with those deals? You know, even if you're a heavy hitter's friend, they're not going to go where the friendship is. They're going to go where the money is. I know this isn't what you want to hear, but, man, it's the reality of the industry. So how do you sponsor heavy hitters? Well, the very first person in your business absolutely must be a leader. When you only have one person, it must be a leader. And that first person in business, that's you. And if you're not the leader, you're done. If you are the leader, then get ready to, you know, rock and roll. See, again, being a leader has nothing to do with what your check is. You know, my check was zero when I first started, just like everyone else's. Being a leader is about your vision. It's about being completely and radically committed to your business success. There just is no other option, none. There's no question as to whether or not you'll succeed. You see, it's a decision. When you truly make that that no turning back decision, it creates an energy in you that will be felt by everyone that you come in contact with. And when you have this type of energy, you will be attractive. And when you have this energy, the energy of a leader, you'll attract other leaders. See, like attracts like. You know, most of these other leaders won't be leaders in other MLM companies. You know, those people being leaders are radically committed to their current business. Now, you see, the leaders you'll attract are the ones who are latent leaders. You know, they have all the drive and the determination and the commitment that it takes to succeed. They're unhappy with their current situation in life, and they're looking for more. And they'll find a business, and they will succeed. Maybe they just hadn't found the right one yet. So the timing is right for you to approach them whenever they're in this situation. You know, there's no special place to find these latent leaders. EcoQuest has leaders that were high school dropouts that went to the very top of the compensation plan. EcoQuest has leaders who are so private they've basically secluded themselves from everyone and won't even let the company have a picture to acknowledge their achievements. But they're a sponsoring machine. EcoQuest has leaders that were high-powered corporate executives, and EcoQuest has leaders that are all new age hearts and flowers. Some of them market face-to-face. Yeah, others do hotel meetings. Some of them use the phone. Some of them use the internet. Some use ads. Some use direct mail. And some use a variety of other prospecting and recruiting techniques. You know, none of these things matter. All that matters, and the only thing that they have in common, is a huge desire and a radical commitment. You know, they won't take no when it comes to their dreams. Yeah. I guess there's only one question left for you, and that is, will you? You know, will you do what's necessary to become a leader? Will you work hard and consistently and with total and radical and never-ending commitment until you succeed? And that's it for this morning. We'll go back to open line.